2014 fall edition of the Squadcast. I'm Nick Martinez.
And I'm Chris Stalen.
And we have an excellent show for you tonight. We have one guest. We got Hamilton Turner, a senior theater student. He's going to talk to us a little bit about Underwear Society and the play that he is directing later in the year.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun show. It's nice to be back. Yeah. Looking forward to be doing these more often.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to go for a bi-weekly. Yeah. We decided on bi-weekly.
See how that goes, and after that, who knows, maybe we'll hit weekly.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let's just get it started. Here is Hamilton Turner. All right, we are here with Hamilton Turner.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're a theater major. Where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from just south of Dallas in a small little town called Ferris, Texas.
Okay. What brought you to SWOD in the first place?
Brought me to SWOD? I auditioned and ran into John Weck, and he apparently liked what I did. And so here I am.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess first things first, you just got out of Underwear Society auditions, which if you're not familiar with that, that's our school's sketch comedy group. They've been around since before I got here.
This is going on 13 or 14 years. It's been around for 13 years, which is kind of a feat because it's been only student run.
Yeah. So who's running it right now? You're among the senior group.
Yeah, right now we're actually looking for more people. There's only four people in it. It's myself, JC Ellis, Daryl Luther, D. Lou, and Michael Pep.
Okay. So how'd your auditions go?
They went well. There was a lot of funny stuff. A lot of funny stuff. And I think this year we're going for an interesting twist with more of an improv side versus just sketch comedy, which could add a really nice flavor to the show.
Especially because of how rowdy the audience gets at those places, I feel improv definitely would have a nice feel.
Totally. I completely agree. It could be that there's more audience participation instead of, like, us fighting over the audience, which has definitely been the case in the past.
Yeah.
Could be a nice twist, could be a positive change. We'll see.
How big was the audition group for the first round?
There was like 17 to 20 people, so there was quite a few. We were there for 3 hours, if that tells you anything. Yeah. So.
Are you going to have callbacks, or is it just the...
Yeah, we're definitely doing callbacks. This one was a little interesting. We just kind of asked for a comedy piece, whatever that meant to any individual person, which we only got individual acts.
Yeah.
So for our callbacks, we're going to be asking for a sketch written for minimum two people.
Okay.
We need to see, like, dynamics between people,
so
how they...
Not
necessarily, like, writing together, but at least performing in the auditions together.
Okay.
They need to be, like, written by a specific person so we can have a judge of what they can bring to the group.
Okay. You're a theater student. We already talked about that. I know JC is creative writing.
Yeah.
D. Lou is music. So are you hoping to keep it branched out with different majors across the, you know, not just in theater? In the past, it's just been theater.
Well, I think that there's an interesting thing to be said about keeping it open to the entire campus. Like, with JC being a writing major and with D. Lou being a music major, CMP, that opens the door for a lot of opportunities that we can do because JC would hopefully be one of the strongest writers in the group, being that she's been taught that going on 4 years.
Yeah.
And D. Lou, you know, could write a funny song like, I don't know, we could do like a musical number or something. Just something off the wall, interesting, to keep it from just theater students up there emoting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So you are directing a show this year. You directed a show last year, and that was...
The show I directed last year was Confessional, Small Craft Warnings by Tennessee Williams.
Okay, so that was spring semester.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I was unable to... But I've seen you in the 10-minute shows. You directed some of the 10-minute shows.
I actually didn't direct a 10-minute show. I was acting in a 10-minute show.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That was...
How'd your first directing experience go last semester?
It was phenomenal. I couldn't have asked for a better group to work with. Everybody worked well together. They enjoyed the work, which is really all I could ask.
Yeah.
You know, if you come in there with a positive attitude and you want to be doing the work, then the work is inherently going to be good.
Yeah. So, what's the name of the show that you're working on this semester?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be the next cycle. It's actually going to open November 7th and run through the 9th. So only 3 days. But the show's called Hotline, and it's written by Elaine May. It's a really interesting script because it plays with a lot of ideas in my mind.
Yeah.
Because this guy, Ken, the main character, gets a job at a suicide hotline. And he doesn't really know how to handle it, and as he progresses, he starts to almost feel, like, self-righteous. So there's a really interesting light shed on the people trying to help people in need that are suicidal or contemplating suicide, whatever. And then somebody calls him and basically questions how he's working. Questions, really, the whole moral structure of the call center, which is a really interesting just play. It's a really, like, interesting dichotomy. I don't know if that's the right word. But it's really interesting because it shines a negative light on the ideally positive entity, group, there's a word for it, you know, establishment. Right. It turns it into a business more so than, like, people trying to help people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it brings up the question, well, why do you help people? Are you helping people because it makes you feel good? Or are you helping people because you think it's going to make a difference in the world? Either way, I don't know. Is there a right answer to that? And that's one of the questions that the show asks.
Okay. Which is what really drew me to it.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty thought-provoking show.
Yeah. Did you choose it yourself? Or was it already in place?
It was kind of a group decision.
Okay.
And I say that because I was told by John Jory to propose a show within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. I gave him three. And whenever I gave him that, he said, okay, which one do you like the least? And I was like, well, that one. He was like, okay, there we are. There's two. I'll talk to the department. We're going to have a decision for you. And I was like, okay, either one are great with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that they picked Hotline. It'll be a really interesting show. And I think that it'll play well with the other shows in the season, especially this semester, because they're all completely different,
yeah.
Which is great. It adds a lot of variety to what we're, I don't know, giving to the students or to the people in Santa Fe.
Well, and I feel it also is going to give the theater department to showcase more than drama or comedy, which seems to be, I mean, it's theater, so it's understandable. But
right.
But there's more play within that, and that's what we're trying to, I don't know, I guess, express to our audience, is that we're more versatile than just, I don't know, one type of play, like a play about love, a play, you know what I mean? It's more to that, and I personally am drawn to things that have a side of both, the comedy and the drama. Dramedy, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, things that I am drawn to are, like, really serious in situation and just structure, but the way it's handled is funny, or vice versa, or anything like that. You know, it can be construed as a comedy, or it can definitely be viewed as a drama.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Did you already have the show cast?
I do.
Okay. Who do you have involved
with? I do. The protagonist, Ken, is played by Matt McMillan.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about this next part because everybody, not everybody, but in, like, major roles, or at least roles that aren't just, like, voices in the background, are either freshmen or transfer students.
Oh, okay.
So nobody's going to have seen any of the talent other than Matt that'll be on stage, which will be really interesting. I think
he's a good person to anchor the show too, because he's been around for long. He, I mean, he has a gravitas to his performance, so he'll be a good anchor with all these new voices around there.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree, and that was something that I thought about whenever I was going about casting, because I was throwing around so many new faces, new names that we haven't seen here, that I thought that Matt could hold a show together, you know? And not necessarily that that's his job, because technically that's mine.
Yeah.
But I think that working together, we can really make a good show. All of us, everybody involved.
Is there a new student? Is there a name that I don't know yet that is going to wow me?
Well, the female lead is Madeline Garcia.
Okay.
She had a really interesting take on the character, which I was drawn to. That's why I cast her. It was really simple, really instinctual, and that was really nice. Okay. And I'm really excited to be working with her and the entire cast. Mm-hmm. So.
What brought you into directing? I mean, you were here and you acted in shows for a while, but what was that initial push and why did you continue with it?
That initial push actually came from the faculty in the department.
Okay.
Just because I had been talking to John Jory about my progression as an actor or a person in the theater, and he was like, well, you know, I think that you might have a talent for directing. You should think about that. And then in the same day, later, a couple hours later, Victor Talmadge comes up to me and says, you know, we think you'd be a good director. You should think about that a little more. And I was like, okay. And that was the fall, I think. So I submitted a proposal for the spring, and I got it and directed. And then over the summer, Jory approached me and was like, the department wants you to direct again. So find a show. Go for it. So I did.
So do you see that as something to continue with?
I definitely do, just because of the nature of the beast of theater.
Right.
And it's like, if you're going into the industry as an actor, it's like, okay, I need somebody to invest in me.
Yeah.
But as a director, you can organize your own projects and go forward with what you want to go forward with,
yeah,
and schedule the things that you want to be doing. And it could be steadier, could be more steady, could not be. I don't know. I'm not out there, but it seems to me that if you're, like, planning your own projects, there's a benefit to that,
mm-hmm,
instead of waiting for a call, you know?
Yeah. Is there anyone on campus that you've been kind of help you through the process, you've been talking with, getting, you know, bouncing ideas off of? Or do you feel like it's been pretty instinctual, just your directing choices?
That's an interesting question, because I feel like whenever I'm in the rehearsal space with my actors, something that I like to do is to open it up to the entire cast,
mm-hmm,
and it be like a collaborative process, and not necessarily just be, you're doing this, now you're doing this, now you're doing this.
Yeah.
That's not creative.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it might be for me, but not for everybody involved, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? And it's like, okay, I don't think this moment's working. What can we do? Do you have any ideas to help that? Like,
mm-hmm,
I can tell you're feeling uncomfortable with this. What'll make you feel comfortable? Try it.
Yeah.
Or try this specific moment 6-8 different ways, and we'll figure out what works, what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just playing,
yeah,
truly.
Have you dealt with a difficult actor yet?
Obviously,
we don't need to name names, but
difficult is an interesting word to use, because everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own way of working, and they have what they like, what they don't like.
Yeah.
Like, some actors like having the free range. Some,
mm-hmm,
like, okay, the completely collaborative process. Some actors like that. Some actors are scared by that.
Yeah.
And they want the security of, this moment you're doing this moment you're doing that, and I'm not saying that anybody has wanted that or will want that or whatever, but it's just an interesting question to answer because everybody is different.
Mm-hmm. So no dicks?
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody's great to work with so
okay.
far, and I hope that remains the same for this
yeah.
next show.
Yeah, knock on wood, fingers crossed. okay, now I guess we're going to switch gears here. Random questions.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. First one. I've been looking forward to asking this one. Marry, fuck, kill. This is Nicktoons edition. So we have Doug, Tommy Pickles, and Arnold from
don't know if legally he can answer these questions because they're all children. It's pretty twisted.
They're fictional.
They're fictional.
Also,
one's a fictional baby, but you have to marry one. You're going to have to marry, fuck, or kill that baby.
Right. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see.
Good
yeah, totally. This is, like, top notch right here. I don't know. I think there's something to be said about marrying a superhero.
Yeah.
So I definitely married Doug for Quail Man,
yeah,
not for Doug.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're not just marrying Doug. It's a package deal.
Of course.
You don't just marry Bruce Wayne. You marry Batman.
You marry Batman.
Yeah.
Exactly. You
okay.
understand where I'm going
yeah.
with this.
That's good.
I don't know, man. I actually would kill Arnold because of his football head.
Yeah.
You know?
Not super attractive.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So, I guess that means I'd fuck Tommy Pickles.
Okay, yeah. He's confident. That baby's got swagger. That makes sense. Okay, next question. One celebrity, you meet him, and you could just fucking clock him in the face. Who would it be?
Who would that be? Oh my goodness. Okay, can I have two answers?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so...
Is there a story behind him, right? There's a reason, yeah.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Okay,
okay so either Tobey Maguire...
Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man. Yeah, of course, Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire, because he. I mean, come
he
on.
Was the worst.
Come on, he was the worst in that. And Jake Gyllenhaal,
practically the same person.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal specifically for Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy is my shit. How do you? What's wrong with Bubble Boy?
I don't know, man. Just as a kid, I hated it. Okay, The Prince of Persia was pretty dope.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
You're
but,
fine with The Prince of Persia, but Bubble Boy pushes it over the line.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Fair enough. Let's go a little inside the actor studio here. I'm fine. Favorite curse word?
Whew. Favorite curse word? Does that mean something that I like the most or something that I use the most often?
Both.
Yeah, both.
Both? Yeah. Okay, I'd probably say I use fuck the most often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just realistically.
It's a safe bet for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any variant of fuck, you know. Favorite? Whew. This is a fun question.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think Shitty Kitty's a good one.
Shitty Kitty. How often do you use that one?
I actually never use Shitty Kitty, but I should. I'm going to take that and make it a point to use Shitty Kitty more often.
Okay. Alright. Where do you, we're talking 10-year, dream scenario. Where are you at?
Oh, man. 10 years from Squad.
Yeah. 10-year dream scenario.
Dream.
Dylan, where are you?
Dream scenario?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in 10 years, it would be really awesome to be a major player in a theater somewhere. Not like an actor,
mm-hmm.
but like someone that's like helping keep that theater running, whether that's like directing or anything. Not janitorial, but anything to keep the theater, like, artistically moving. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Whether that's, like, innovative marketing, whatever, or, like, artistic direction, picking the plays for the shows, getting funding, which is, like, fundraising, whatever, anything. I'd be fine with that, to, like, have a major part in helping to keep a... theater afloat, that would be like an upstanding theater in a city.
Okay. All right, final thoughts on Underwear Society and your new show.
Oh man, I truly couldn't be more excited about this year, the semester, and the things that I'm going to be working on with the people that I'm going to be working with. It's just going to be some great groups of people at play making great work, and I couldn't be more excited about it, and I think that the student body should be too, and they should want to support it and want to come see it. Both shows, cool. I think, yeah.
Jackalope will be doing pieces on probably both shows, pretty much guaranteed. Yeah. So
definitely cover that. I covered the theater department for Jackalope, so.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Thank you so much. Hamilton Turner, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. This was fun.
Yeah. Yay. That was our show. I'm Nick Martinez.
And I'm Chris Stalen. We hope you enjoyed tonight's antics.
Yep. We should be back 2 weeks from now, where we will be speaking to former great center Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is coming in to speak with us. And it's going to be a heck of a show.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Kind of want to get his opinion of what's going on in Southeast Asia right now.
Yeah, see what he has to say. Yeah, he's very vocal on the topic, so I believe he'll have a lot to say about the matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, have a good night, folks.
Night.